Have you been in a car crash? Are you aware of your rights? Call Gumbiner Injury Law Group. They're on your side. The consultation is free. They're available 24/7. For a free consultation now, 1-844-55-CRASH. That's 844-55-CRASH.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of me arguing with an old-timey Southern lawyer in a courtroom. Objection! You can't show my clients' rates to your customers! We compare our Progressive Direct rate and our competitors' rates in one place, so shopping is easier. Only showing your rate when it's lowest. Slander in the court of law. No, we show our rate even when Progressive isn't the lowest. Uh-oh, I rest my case. Move to adjourn for snack time.
Compare rates and save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Damn. Right after the top of the hour, Zach Zaidman is going to join us after an update. We've got sound from Jim Tomsula and everything we need to know about the Bears preparing for the game against the Niners, so keep it here.
Yeah.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news. The best Bears experts and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Instead of landing the head coaching job in San Francisco before the season started, Adam Gase ended up as Bears offensive coordinator. But just how close was he to that job?
Well, it's been such a... I haven't really thought about it. I mean, it's so in the past right now.
Well, the future might just be that Gase will indeed find a head coaching job for next season, but for now, he and the Bears prep for the Niners game coming up this weekend. Marquise Wilson had to sit out with a foot injury, and Eddie Royal, Entrell Roll, both of them also held out, while Zach Miller was limited in participation. NFL on the Score tonight, Packers in Detroit. We've got the broadcast starting at 7. Corey Crawford will start in goal for the Blackhawks tonight. They're on the road in Ottawa. The Hawks have yet to win the last couple of games, trying to get back in that left column. The White Sox have reportedly signed catcher Deonner Navarro to a one-year deal, and also the same with pitcher Jacob Turner. The NCAA has denied the appeal of Syracuse basketball coach Jim Boeheim, so he will begin serving his 9-game suspension immediately. A couple of top 25 games tonight. Number one, Kentucky against UCLA, and it is 6th-ranked Oklahoma facing Central Arkansas. Breaking news on the Score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's December sales event going on now. 670 weather, partly cloudy overnight, low of 31. Sunny tomorrow with a high of 48. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs. Hear every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
This hour brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Boers and Bernstein at it again. Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
We are in the 21-day practice window for Kevin White. He's back out practicing, moving, trying to get better. Does the fact that the Bears have played their way into some sort of possible contention, does that change any opinion about whether or not Kevin White should come back in your eyes? Do you want him to give it a shot?
No, I don't. See, I really don't.
I get what you're saying.
I don't.
Why not?
I just don't think he's right.
But what if the doctors do? I think there's no downside.
Boers and Bernstein, over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Mark Chanowski.
Jimmy's still racking up the minutes. He's third in the NBA in minutes played right now, and there's no need for that. Beating San Antonio on a Monday night in November is great, but at the end of the season, it's really not going to matter all that much. The talk has been that you want to make sure you have your healthy team when you enter the playoffs. Yep. And I don't see any need really for Butler to play 40 minutes in that game the other night. Obviously the heel's bothering him. His shot attempts have been down the last couple of games because he doesn't have that explosive movement off that leg that he normally would have. So if he needs a week or so to get it right and you lose a couple of games, so be it. A healthy roster is much more important than arbitrarily finishing a couple spots higher in standings.
Idiot and Bernstein over there on the Score.
Terry Boers.
I understand I'm an ass wiper, but it's okay.
Dan Bernstein.
See, I don't want to eat stuff that came out of people's kitchen.
That's not a way.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh!
304 Boards and Boards Day, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Zach Zaidman's on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman, and he talked to our guy today. Hi, Zach.
Hello, guys. And before we get to the shoots and giggles portion of the program, the serious news is that Marquise Wilson injured his foot on the last play of practice yesterday, so he found himself on the injury report today. He was not able to participate, and that is a big deal because the Bears are thin, obviously, at the receiver position, and while he's nursing that foot injury, Eddie Royal's still unable to practice as he recovers from his knee injury, so that's something to keep in mind as the Bears get ready to take on the 49ers come Sunday. Now let's get to the fun
stuff.
Wait,
isn't that a Bears thing of guys getting hurt on, like, the last drill or the last play
Seems
of practice?
Be.
Yes.
Seems
Why?
To be.
What's going on in the last play of practice that's hurting people?
If I was allowed to watch that portion of practice, I'm sure I'd be able to give you a more thorough answer.
Or we just ask the question, maybe.
He did, and Fox joked about it, that he wishes he could control the different... He doesn't know when guys are going to get hurt. He was asked about it today.
I understand that.
Why not?
It's all a problem.
Exactly. Anyway, so today was a bonus Thursday. Remember I told you that yesterday Jim Tomsula, the first-year head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, was running a little bit late. The schedule was different. So, he was not able to participate in a conference call with Bears beat reporters here at Halas Hall until this afternoon. But it did happen, and it sounded like this.
Hello there.
Hey, Coach Jim. Hey, Jim.
Hello.
Jim, what did your defense do better against Arizona last week?
Just the concept of total team defense. What was the hello about? That was cool.
We'd just like to greet the coaches warmly on the teleconference.
It's a tradition.
Yeah, that's why Ditka left Pittsburgh and left Chicago. So
there you go.
So funny man Jim Tomsula continued. He had a lot of good lines today. Yes, exactly. It was like dice clay, but different. I decided the best way for you guys to appreciate the conference call was to put a montage together of his best answers. Some of them will make sense, some of them won't, but take a listen to the best of Jim Tomsula from today, conference call with Bears beat reporters.
You know, he's got his periodic table there that he uses to break down offenses, so... a lot of respect for Vic and the way he approaches it.
What do you mean by the periodic table?
Well, you know, I'm just kidding. They've asked me not to, you know, they don't want me to chirp around. So, guys, I've always had the utmost respect for Jay Cutler. I mean, since Denver. I mean, I've thought this guy is just an extremely talented quarterback. And, so, you know, in terms of his competitiveness and the way he goes after it, his intelligence, you know, I mean, he's just a heck of a football player, you know, and we were talking about that today. I mean, and again, you know, overcoming the diabetes, we don't want any of them deep dish pizzas there, I'll tell you that. You know, go eating all that and then we won't be able to move.
So that was as candid of a conversation as we've had with an opposing head coach this year.
Good stuff. You like him?
Yeah. How can you not like him?
I know.
You guys
love
him.
I know. I never know with you because I don't know if he's going to give you enough hard news, enough important stuff.
Periodic table.
Periodic table? Did we ever figure out what he meant?
Yeah, he said he was kidding.
But but that's not a joke.
I'm just kidding.
Right. Again, his sense of humor, different than maybe yours or mine, but he was kidding. That's why he was asked to clarify, and he did. All right, let's get to some Bear stuff, because Bear I know that's stuff, where
yes.
you're... Now, I talked about the injuries at the receiver position. Marquise Wilson, yes. Eddie Royal, not able to participate. Kevin White has been on the practice field the last couple of days as that three-week window continues, and it's interesting. This will get you excited if you really want to think about the future of this offense, because Adam Gase, just watching this guy, has started to think about the different ways that he could potentially use Kevin White in this offense. You're going to love this little montage.
Yeah, I try to think what would be the right thing to use him for. You know, when you're a first-year player in the league, you're not going to grasp everything right away. So it especially with the limited time that we've had him, is what should we do with him if he does get out there, and what's going to be the best thing that he can do to help contribute. So it, in the back of my head, I'm kind of watching to see what's going to be best for him if we get that opportunity.
So does his raw athletic ability, the fact that you can throw him out there if he's healthy and let him jump up and catch a ball somebody else couldn't get, does that play into the equation of whether he should play? You know, obviously, because he doesn't know the offense like everybody else.
Yeah, I mean, it's just going to be all about when they give us the green light that, hey, we can put him in a, you know, real situation and a, you know, in a real game, and then evaluating of where he's at as far as what he can do in those areas. But that makes it easier if you just say, hey, we're going to, you know, throw one up, go and get it. You know, there's always those kind of situations you can put a guy in. You can make it very simple for a young wide receiver if you want to.
Seems like an easy play call.
It is an easy play call. You just hope it works out for you.
See, Gase wasn't even joking about that. He's thinking about this seriously, and that's something to consider. Now, granted, there are 5 games to go in the regular season. Bears have to make a decision on Kevin White's playing status after the Redskins game. They can activate him any time before if they feel he's healthy, but my guess is that they'll wait until the end of the period where they have to actually make a decision and there's a deadline. But this is something to consider when you start to look at the injuries. If they win the next 2 and they believe that they have a legitimate shot at making the playoffs, if things kind of work out with some of the other teams that they're in competition with, they start to lose. Maybe this thing does happen as long as White doesn't suffer any kind of setback when all is said and done.
Well, that's the only thing I worry about. He's okay, though. I saw his quote that he felt okay after everything, right? He's doing fine.
As of now. Okay. And if he wasn't doing fine, I don't think they'd let us know. You would just know that at the end of the period, they'd put him on IR.
Yeah, I mean, the season would be over. It's any other player. I mean, I just don't think that it's overcomplicated because he happens to be coming off this injury. It's up or down. And when the doctors say up, go ahead. Why? What's the downside?
Yeah, but this isn't just any other player. There's the GM's reputation is at stake, and this is a first-round pick. This is your reward for having to suffer through the season that you went through last year.
Oh, I need more of a reward for that.
Well, you know what? They're in the hunt in December.
Now, what was the follow-up to the Martellus Bennett stuff that you played yesterday and we thought was strange when we heard it and a little unfortunate when we heard it, and now Brad Biggs is reporting that he has openly been complaining about usage during practices, and what was obvious to those of us that was sort of bleeding through his words tacitly is now out in the open. Any effect?
Jay Cutler was asked about that today and said that you have not heard Martellus Bennett complain publicly, have you? And the reality is...
Yeah, we have.
There was that a few weeks ago when he was talking on a weekly basis. He talked about how he could do all the things that all these pass-catching tight ends could do, but he's just not asked to do that in the Bears' offense, and he wanted to the ball a little bit more. But, you know, really, since that time, he hasn't said a lot. He wasn't available today to talk about the things that have been written. So, you know, what he said yesterday stands on its own.
Well, I mean, do you sense, though, that he's... Even though he's not screaming or yelling or anything like that, Zach, generally unhappy or something with him. Sometimes it's hard to tell because we talked about earlier, and I just don't understand why, you know, the contract thing, you had a valid contract, you didn't want to, then you finally end that and come
in. Yeah, but you know what? He's been, even though he was upset about the contract, and I'm sure he still is.
Yes.
You know, from the time that he reported, you know, through all of this, he has been a professional on the field, and he missed a game because he had the injured ribs.
Yeah.
Said that had the game been on a Sunday as opposed to a short week, you know, they played Thursday against the Packers, that he would have played. Mm-hmm. So to me, it's a non-issue. Not every player is going to be happy. This is nothing new. There are a lot of players around the league who don't like their contract.
No, but the issue is with this regime, with these guys, we know it's enough that he's not going to be here next year. That's the issue.
That's what we believe.
What do you think?
Zach Miller has played well. The 4 touchdown passes. Should note that he's got injured ribs today, too. So he was. That's something he's dealing with, and that popped up on the injury report.
But do you think Bennett's gone?
Yeah. I mean, you can see how that's a realistic possibility. But, you know, there were a lot of other guys that you thought would be gone that are here and have actually been... contributors as of late. You didn't think Lamar Houston and Willie Young would be in the mix and fit in, but yet they have. You know, Willie Young...
Different issues, though.
But they find a way to make it work. That, to me, has been the most interesting thing about this season is the ability to mesh some of the guys who... I don't necessarily know if at the beginning of the year they were buying into what was going on here, but they did buy in, and they've actually contributed on the field. And, you know, we'll see. I think at the end of the year, Martellus Bennett is likely going to do what he did last year and push for a trade, and I think it's a little bit easier to do that, either give him an extension or where he's comfortable from a financial standpoint, or they say goodbye.
Well, I mean, I think that was our point. We kind of feel like Ryan Pace is going to be no nonsense about this. I mean, you got a guy that clearly is unhappy, and he says he's not bitching, but he is. And I look at it and the hold all of it, Zach, and I just say, you know, here's what we think. I think this is what we believe, that Ryan Pace and John Fox are no nonsense. They don't need that kind of guy around. And I mean, I'm not saying his performance on the field necessarily is bad. I'm not saying that at all. But just those two just don't seem like they want to deal with it to me. Just from the outside looking in, we'll see. We won't find out till after the season, but that's what we think.
See, I think there's a long way to go over the next five games, but you are right from this standpoint. Players that have been distractions around here with this regime don't end up staying around for a very long time. Right?
Brandon Marshall, Jeremiah Ratliff.
Yep.
Just to name a few.
Who else would you say constituted a distraction?
Well, the high-profile guys, and you talked about them. I don't necessarily know that Jared Allen was a distraction, so I wouldn't count him in.
You might. I think it's perfectly fair.
But he wasn't a guy that necessarily fit in. You don't know if he was buying into what they were doing from a defensive standpoint. But that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I mean, the guys that they've been well-documented. Marshall was the biggest example, and obviously they didn't tolerate what Ratliff was doing. The plan wasn't to cut Ratliff, but once he acted the way he did, they were left with no choice. There's more stuff, by the way, from the Bears locker room today. Kyle Long spoke. You know about the whole garbage man deal where the guy found, and he was asked about that and went into great detail. Here's the backstory on everything that transpired and, you know, whether or not he can actually give as a gift to that garbage man the tickets that he wants to give him.
Somebody told me that the city was going to put a restraint on the ability for him to accept a gift. Well, we're friends now. I met the guy, so I can give my friend a ticket or two. Just, you know, good things happen to good people, and that's a really good guy, and hopefully he continues to be himself.
That's pretty cool. Did you know you had even lost your wallet?
Yeah, well, I left for work. So we went to O-line dinner the night before. And I got out. Instead of getting in my garage, I got out and walked in the kitchen door. And getting out of the car, I must have dropped my wallet. And, you know, the next morning, I was like, I don't need my wallet for the facility. So I'll just go to work and find it when I get back. And I got a call. Hey, you know, the waste management services just dropped off your wallet. I was like, that's so random. And I drove my car out to try to find where he was, because obviously he's gonna be somewhere over there by where I live. And I tracked him down, and I'm honking at him. He was like, what is this guy honking at me for? Did you drop my wallet off? He was like, yeah. I was like, you're coming to the game this Sunday.
Tell the truth, did you actually count your money before you gave him the tickets?
No, I didn't, but actually, he was like, well, it's soaking wet, so you might want to, you know, lay everything out and dry it out. So he did a good deed. Dan.
He was not talking to you.
No, I'm certainly not. But why would you not take your... All right, I don't know. He didn't seem very concerned about not having his wallet.
It's a different lifestyle, my friend.
I know it is. My takeaway from that is, like, most people would stop everything they're doing and immediately try to locate the whereabouts of their wallet.
Well, you're neurotic. So, I mean, you...
But, Zach, there's so much wrong with him.
It's not a referendum on yourself. I'm just saying most the average person would stop and say, wait a second, let's figure out where my wallet is. And he's just like, I don't need it for the facility.
Well, what if you have... You know, I'm sure you have this—the credit card that's part of your phone that you can use now. You know, where
phone? I do not have that.
Yeah,
I don't know what it means.
No, I don't either. We're old. We don't know what that means, Zach.
Yeah. Well, the kids have it today, and these are kids. You're talking about kids in this locker room. They're not old
guys.
That's
true.
All right, let's get to nuggets and tidbits.
All right, Pernell McPhee spoke today. There wasn't any news, but since he's Terry's guy, I figured I'd end it on this note. McPhee was asked if potentially getting into the playoffs is serving as a motivator for the rest of the season.
Well, it's a great motivation, especially for me. I love the playoffs. I hope y'all love the playoffs.
All right, thank you, Zach.
See you guys.
All right, bottom of the hour, second half. Then it's going to be Greg Gabriel at 4, Brian Billick. Who are you crapping at 5? And make it good again. I'm hopeful that the e-craps will augur well because there's some thoughtful stuff there. And, there, boy, it's certainly a week of things that should bring out the creative and the entertaining.
Tough week, though.
So we expect you at 5 on the score.
To fly the Blue W in the final game of the World Series. Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The new radio home for Cubs baseball.
Cubs win!
Starting in 2016.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. We're an absolutely crazy scene that we're expecting to see tonight in the D. I mean, when was the last time you saw the white-hot Detroit Lions going up against the gagging Packers? Have we ever? Well, we are tonight. I guarantee Green Bay scanned that schedule over the summer, and they penciled in Week 13 against Detroit as the perfect time to rest up and get ready for a playoff push. You know, a rollover blowout. I never ever thought that I would say this, but if anybody gets blown out tonight, it might be the Packers and not the Lions. Playoff push, lose again to Detroit, and Green Bay may not even make the playoffs. You want weird? How about Green Bay starting 6-0 and Detroit starting 1-7, and the Lions might have a better look at the postseason? One more thing that I never thought that I would say, Rodgers and the Packers do not want a track meet tonight with Jim Bob and Stafford. I'm Jim Rome.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly, Chicagoland's home loan expert. These days, everyone's claiming to be an expert, but there's only one home loan expert. I get my clients lower rates, lower payments, and I can even help get rid of that PMI. And if I'm not doing your loan, you're not getting the best deal, plain and simple. Call me directly, 773-770-4727. That's 773-770-4727, or apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee. The Home Loan Expert, LLC.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. Here's some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 11 fantasy lineup. If you're going to go for expensive picks, and you'll always have a couple probably, do it for the prime positions. Quarterback, running back, might be worth the value to pick up top dogs like Tom Brady or Todd Gurley, who are both playing lights out right now that Gurley is done with the Bears. Sleeper of the week, Eric Decker of the Jets always finds a way to get into the end zone. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half of players will double their money and win instant cash. That's right. Use the code LOCAL and new FanDuel users will get free entry into a 50-50 contest where the top half doubles their money and wins instant cash.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Juul, Strachan Van Til, Ultra, or twiningsusa.com.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
If you're not in the threes, call HLP. Attention, FHA homeowners. I'm Ross Tornabene with HLP Mortgage, and I wanted to talk to you about the new Streamline refinance program offered by FHA. It was designed to help current FHA homeowners save hundreds a month or thousands a year. There are little to no closing costs with this program, and it's great because it doesn't require you to get an appraisal, verify income, or have good credit. None of that stuff matters. This is the easiest way to lower your mortgage payment immediately. If you can just tell me your rate and payment info, I'll tell you if you qualify in minutes. It's that simple. If you have an FHA mortgage, you need to call today. Dial 888-59-LOANS. That's 888-59-LOANS. The clock is ticking, and with the holidays fast approaching, who wouldn't want to save money? That number again is 888-59-LOANS, or you can visit us at hlpmortgage.com. Remember, if you're not in the threes, call HLP.
HLP Mortgage is an Illinois residential mortgage licensee, NMLS number 1171064, 1253 South Highland Avenue, Suite 1, Lombard, Illinois, 60148.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Tomorrow, don't miss the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour with the Boars and Bernstein Show. Join the guys at Racine Plumbing, 2642 North Lincoln in Chicago, starting at 1. Come on out for a cool Bud Light. Check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Bulls tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station, presented by Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com,
Chicago Sports Station.
His knowledge of how he could help offenses look at a defense, and you know, when you have a person like that in your building, you'd be crazy not to go to them and look for advice and look for ideas. And he's constantly, you know, hey, you got to check this play out, or hey, you might want to take a look at this because I feel like this is a good concept for you. So just having him around is constantly making us better on offense.
Adam Gase, he is talking about my guy, the man who came here and created a miracle, Vic Fangio. His knowledge of the game. It really is weird. You got Boris Bernstein. It really is weird when the Bears coaching staff is that good. It's just not something that you're used to.
Right, we're not.
I'm just not. I mean, you got some scatterbrained offensive coordinator who I don't know what he's doing, or defensive guy who can't stop anything. It's just so strange to have both of them be so talented.
It has been an endless source of amusement, indeed, for this show, the overall Bears coaching incompetence that
yes.
we've endured in low these many
it.
Years. And I guess that's what you're kind of saying here.
I miss the stupid.
Well, you don't want Dr. Death. You're not.
No, I don't want Dr. Sure. Death or Mel Tucker. Hey, Mel Tucker, how's it going with you? Oh, my God. I mean, it's just hard to believe. It is really hard to believe that a guy like Mel Tucker has the same job or gets the same job that Vic Fangio has. That's like, what?
Well, he was fired from that job.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
And now he's running the defense at Alabama, right? Or the defensive backs or something like that.
DBs, I think.
Roll down tide.
Yeah, they're rolling. They are. They're rolling.
They're rolling.
But I think those guys, I don't think you need to know quite as much and to try to get those guys to play for you. But
no, you don't.
There will never be coordinators this celebrated on a 5-6 team ever again.
No,
because
that's
of this, the overall circumstances involved in what was special and different about where this Bears team has come and what this roster happens to look like. I cannot imagine another scenario in which a team that hasn't even won as many games as it's lost has somebody worried about losing both coordinators to other jobs around the league.
I guess our bar is a little too low. Eh?
Well, it is, but that's part of it.
I mean, but I just think that when you listen to either one of them, I don't care, pick one, doesn't matter. I mean, they're just so into it, so sharp about what they're doing. And Fangio's been doing it forever, you know.
And Fangio actually is very...
He's a really terrific coach.
He's very well spoken to, and he's not afraid of telling you stuff.
He is not.
He can answer a question. I like that.
He does.
Which makes it odd that he'd work for John Fox, and that Fox doesn't come down the hall, oh, why are you telling him stuff? Don't tell him anything. It's all this, you know. But he
I don't know. I wonder if he does that. If he says, "Hey, be careful." I don't know. I mean, all I know is I would be grateful if I'm him. I have those two guys. I'd be very happy that I'm running. That one's running my offense, one's running my defense, and you can just go around and talk nonsense. Because I just think that, you know, in the Fox, the defensive guy. I'm not saying he hasn't made his contribution. He probably has, but I can't think of a time, certainly of recent vintage, where you have anything close. And indeed, we are talking about a 5-6 team, so maybe I should be hitting the head.
I get it, though. It's not like what you're saying doesn't make sense. It just seems weird for what you're saying to be true.
Yeah, I know.
About it. But if you've watched them, if you know the roster, and if you've seen what's happened throughout the year, I can't argue with anything you're saying. It just seems that the overall context of it is a little ridiculous when a team is 5-6.
Right, no. And I'll continue along that path anyway because I'm an idiot. I like to travel dangerously, but I think that's right.
And sounds like a plan.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not going to change my mind about two guys who are terrific. And I mean five and six for this team.
Oh. And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Chris Ranji. Bears getting ready for a game against the 49ers, which will happen this Sunday. And offensive coordinator Adam Gase says everything that's happening so far for a team that's a game under 500 has a lot to do with the head coach.
I think his energy, his attitude, he knows people. And he does such a great job as far as his communication with players. There's no sugarcoating anything. He's very honest, whether it be a player or a coach. I mean, I think you guys have experienced that. He's not going to be around the bush. He's going to tell you exactly what's on his mind, and I think players appreciate that.
Gase and the Bears are getting ready for that game to try to get themselves to 6-6 on the season. Eddie Royal and Antrell Roll had to sit out of practice today. Same thing for Marquise Wilson. We've got football on the score tonight, the Packers and the Lions in Detroit, and our broadcast will start at 7. The Blackhawks are back on the road after spending just a little bit of time here at home at the United Center. They'll be in Ottawa tonight. Corey Crawford will get the start there. And after the White Sox let go of Tyler Flowers yesterday, they have reportedly agreed to a deal with catcher Deonner Navarro on a one-year contract, also signing a pitcher Jacob Turner for 1 year. And the Blue Jays are expected to announce Ross Atkins, their new general manager. Atkins last with the Indians. This update brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. And streaming on the Score is brought to you by the HomeLoanExpert.com. I'm Chris Ranji, and you are listening to the new home for the Chicago Cubs here every game next season on Sports Radio 670 The Score, the radio home for Cubs baseball.
Second half brought to you by Home Run and Pizza. Cater Home Run and Pizza for your holiday party.
It was bad in the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
Talk plenty of football in the first half of the show. Conversations with Matt Miller and Zach Zaidman. A lot about Martellus Bennett and his comments. It is my belief that that is it now. Martellus Bennett will not be a Bear next year, one way or another. This is the kind of group that is not going to screw around with a guy who they increasingly think is a pain in the ass.
Well, it finally happened. I've been begging for this since the original sentence. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And finally, Oscar Pistorius was convicted of murder. Can you imagine? You're actually convicted of murder for killing your girlfriend?
That's quite a system they have there. See, in this country, that would be double jeopardy.
Yeah, never heard of anything like this.
Yeah, their appeals system allows the prosecution to appeal their case.
Yeah.
And they did, and they won.
They overturned the previous manslaughter conviction for the 2013 killing of the girlfriend. He was released from prison in October after serving 1 of 5 years of the manslaughter sentence. The remainder of the sentence was to be served under house arrest. However, the new murder conviction will carry a minimum, good news, of 15 years in prison.
We've got a new study out. Researchers have discovered that a neurodegenerative disease linked to pro football players is also showing up in men who played high school contact sports, primarily football. Scientists from the Mayo Clinic have discovered that about 1/3 of men who played contact sports and whose brains had been donated to the Mayo Clinic Brain Bank had evidence of chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is caused by repeated brain trauma. CTE famously linked to NFL players, but for the latest research, Mayo scientists analyzed clinical records of more than 1,700 cases in their brain bank. Researchers found 66 men who had participated in contact sports during their youth. Of those men, 32 showed evidence of CTE. By comparison, of the 198 brains of people who didn't have documentation of participating in contact sports, none had CTE, including those of 66 women. And the lead study author called the findings surprising. And they said the overall numbers were relatively low, hard to show the statistical significance. Football players had CTE more than players of any other sport. There's also sort of I think the lead is buried in here, too, because they mentioned that he and his team found two genetic markers that may increase a person's risk of developing the disease. So everybody knows that hitting yourself in the head at any time is probably a bad thing. But if you can find some genetic markers here, it may be as important as learning that high school football and only high school football, Not then going on to college, not then going on to the pros, but merely evidence, merely knowledge of having played high school football was enough to say that this correlated to a development of CTE.
Well, they had to finally go to your guy and ask him the question, what's the deal with Jahlil Okafor? What's the deal, Mike? Krzyzewski, Coach K, the living legend, the greatest coach who ever lived, your friend. Here's what he said. Now, he could have said a lot of things like, made a mistake or whatever, right? Because there's ample tape to sort of prove. And then there's a little mad over the 108 miles an hour. And then there's the gun in Philadelphia, those kind of things aside from the street fighting. Here's what he said. Coach K, Ja's one of the great kids ever. I mean ever, ever, ever. He's one of the great kids ever put on this earth. That's what he said.
Okay.
It's from Greg Doyle. Yep, our buddy. That's what he said. I mean, look, I understand you want to protect your interests, but there's a million things you could have said, but I guess you're so important that you can look like an idiot.
He can say whatever he wants. It doesn't matter. He's bulletproof. I mean, then
right.
Next thing he'll tweet out a picture of him hugging him.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's ample proof that something is wrong here and needs some work done here. So ever, 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 no, never, never, never.
A lot more charges in this U.S. prosecution of FIFA. U.S. officials unsealed a 236-page indictment today. More charges against some of the most powerful leaders of international soccer, the current and former presidents of Brazil's National Federation, top FIFA executives, the head of CONCACAF, hitting South and Central American soccer leaders particularly hard. The New York Times has some of the best reporting on this. Now, what just got me, though, because remember, initially, they went in early in the morning to this luxury hotel in Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
where they got everybody. Yeah. And it's this super high-end, popular hotel. And they did it again in Switzerland at the same hotel.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
If you thought that you could possibly be a target of this thing, I know staying out of Switzerland's probably a good idea. But they're back at the Bor au Lac. And it's the same people, same hotel, same routine. And then here come the arrest warrants again. And off they go. Wouldn't you change your routine up, perhaps?
I might.
Wouldn't you maybe meet in another country?
Yeah, I would consider that. Yeah, I would. I would find somewhere else. I would immediately.
They kind of have that down. That whole idea of you're at this hotel. The hotel lets you in a side door. They tell everybody in the lobby to leave, and then they go up and they start arresting everybody.
Yeah, I would find another place to go. Yeah, I would another country.
Yep.
At the very least. That's second half. We do it every damn day when there's not a Bears game the day before. We always ask you what you think of this. Or the other things we've been talking about, including Martellus Bennett, kind of looked to us anyway, is probably not going to be around next year because I don't think this regime puts up with that kind of nonsense. And also, we're also going to be guest intensive here in a little bit, too. So if you got a thought, at 312-644-6767, now is the time. Boris and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Best second half of all time.
Next, the Bears try to get to 500 as they face the 49ers. We're talking about it on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears.
Have you been in a car crash? Are you aware of your rights? Call Gumbiner Injury Law Group. They're on your side. The consultation is free. They're available 24/7. For a free consultation now, 1-844-55-CRASH. That's 844-55-CRASH.
Get your bonus cash towards frames, accessories, and delivery when you purchase select Tempur-Pedic mattress sets. Sleep happy with zero APR for now and the next couple days, Friday through Sunday, with 5-year financing. Mattress Firm guarantees you'll always get their lowest price on their mattresses, or it's free. Don't miss the year-end Mattress Firm sale, America's number one Tempur-Pedic retail and the second city's first stop for better sleep. And look, who doesn't want better sleep? For the love of God. And the people there, they're not just wandering around looking at you. They can help you. They know. The people who work there know mattresses. They know, and they'll find out about you, and they will tell you what's the best. And you know what you'll get? Some great night's sleep. And tell me something. Who doesn't want a great night's sleep?
Feeling stuck in a state of compensation stagnation? You know, another year with no raise? Then let State Farm agent Sean O'Neill in Chicago on Irving Park Road help you get to a better state with a discount double check that can stretch your hard-earned dollars a little farther. He'll go through your car insurance to make sure you're getting all the discounts you deserve. Discounts that could add up to 40% and put $100 extra dollars in your pocket. Sound good? Then get your budget to a better state by calling State Farm agent Sean O'Neill at 773-685-3600 today.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
TuneIn Radio is the one app you need for all things audio. Now with TuneIn Premium, you can listen to every single live NFL game for only $7.99 a month and get unlimited access to 40,000 audiobooks and commercial-free music, all for one low price. TuneIn Premium, all the audio you want for $7.99 a month.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or twiningsusa.com.
Billy, what are these chains for?
Has she been naughty this year?
And maybe you've been a bad boy yourself.
Well, this is Billy and Lauren here from the Diamond Air with affordable solutions to correct misbehavior of your loved one, or better yet, reward it.
You can reward that naughty behavior this year with a pair of beautiful solitaire earrings, or already have some? We'll enhance those studs by surrounding them with a halo of brilliant diamonds that we call earring jackets. And for that really naughty behavior, choose from a vast selection of colorless, ideal-cut loose diamonds.
Because we buy our diamonds directly from the cutter, skipping the middle guy, you can give her designer quality at half the price.
So call 630-355-RING or come visit us at the Diamond Air, and we will help you keep that special someone naughty all year long.
With the Diamond Air, you will get a larger, better quality diamond for less, because remember, gentlemen, size does matter.
Make more app. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This week, when you know that the guy, you know, Fangio, knows you guys so well, certainly it's not the exact same team, but are there any things you do when there's somebody so familiar on the other side?
Well, I mean, obviously that's held into, I mean, that's taken into account, you know, but I'm not going to get into any game planning, but yes, I mean, I know that. We know that very well. That.
Jim Thompson. What?
In short, yes. The answer is
yes.
Yes. Saw this note too that I had on the list for second half, but I should get to it now. That Comcast Sportsnet, CSNChicago.com, reporting that Pau Gasol is saying it is very likely he will opt out of his contract this summer and become a free agent.
Yeah,
he said, as long as I keep playing like this, I know I'll have some options. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean he won't come back to the Bulls, but as long as you still have the Derrick Rose money affecting what they're doing, you wonder how much he's going to be looking for in Gasol, and if the Bulls feel that maybe it's time to see if the Gasol window is over. I don't know.
Well, I mean, wouldn't you be tempted to just go ahead and do that? I mean, it's not that you don't like him or don't respect him or whatever. I mean, it is. Wouldn't that be about it? I mean, I don't see any point to it, you know, for him or for the Bulls, really. I mean, if there's somebody out there that's good and needs one more big guy or whatever that actually has a chance to do something, absolutely. I don't know if you'll find that the proper team. I mean, I have no idea. But to me, this thing easily ends here.
I think so too.
Easily.
Yeah, because and especially with the way the money's blowing up around the league, there will be a team that isn't just sort of saying that they're close to winning a championship. Maybe a Western team where he might be more comfortable, that feels that he could, if maybe willing to come off the bench, who knows?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But find an arrangement that is amenable to him in his advanced years. I watched the Bulls very closely last night, and I just don't know how eventually they're going to solve the problem that they're going to have. They currently have. That Nuggets team sucks.
Yeah, they do.
They suck. They're trash.
They make me want to never watch basketball
they're
again.
They're garbage, so. And they were in it the whole time.
They were, yeah.
The entire time they're going down, they're getting good looks. They were finding the looks they wanted by running a simple weave. So all they're doing at the top of the key is just a couple of screens, open shot.
Yeah, I think if the Bulls, for the way they played last night, if they'd played anybody that resembles a really good NBA team, they would have lost. I mean, there was nothing that was there. It wasn't much of anything going on there against an awful team. And that's what they do, though. That's what they do. and get up and play a good game against the decent teams, and then somebody else comes in and act like they don't care, like they're not there. And I still don't see anything that tells me it's a completely different everything with this team.
And when I saw that quote, and I misread the quote initially from Derrick Rose when he said it's going to be scary. And I thought, yeah, it is pretty scary, and it is going to be scary. And he meant as soon as all of a sudden he's good at basketball again.
And when's that?
I don't know.
Give me a date on that.
Yeah, give me some time. When are you going to be decent at basketball? Because right now I can't identify something Derrick Rose does well.
All of the stuff that you see, I mean, I don't know if he doesn't see. I don't mean to make a bad pun, but I don't know if he doesn't see yet. But the rest of the physical being, forget the eye for a second. What's there? What's left? He says he's still a great player.
At what?
When is that going to manifest itself every time the Bulls play like it does with many of the great players in the league? Do they have some off nights? Sure they do.
But the numbers say he is one of the very worst full-time players in the league.
I know how much work I put into my game, and I know once I catch that rhythm, it's going to be scary with how many, like the opportunities I had at the rim or even the open shots that I had. So it's all about just working out tomorrow. Taking it one day at a time, recover the other day, and we play Saturday. So just waiting. We got 2 days to really get our bodies together, have a hard practice, and play.
Yeah, they invite you to shoot, dude.
They want you to shoot.
They want you to. They're not pressuring you not to. How about from here, Derek? Right here. Why don't you try this one? Well, move away. Go ahead.
The leaners and the floaters and everything, and members of the leaners and the floaters.
It's going to be scary.
No, it's scary now. I don't know.
There'll be that night, because here's what'll happen. There'll be a night where his crazy shots are falling. And then
there always is. Yeah.
And then stupid people write, "See, he's back."
Yes.
And all his idiot fanboys come out, "See, Derek, he's Chicago."
Yeah.
I mean that will happen.
Sure it happens. There's no doubt. Look, he's going to have a great, before this is over, he's going to have a great shooting night some night and put 30 or 35 out there, and everybody's going to, see? Because I've seen him have that kind of night before where he hits those shots. Not many of them, but he hits enough, more than he is now. What is he, 12 of 50 or whatever?
Yes, last.
How about 50? The fast break on Monday? There was a fast break, Butler, and he left it for Rose, and... 3-4 years ago, that is a hammered home, just dunk.
Put somebody in the rim. Yeah. Well, he doesn't dunk anymore. It's just not part of his game anymore. Where he used to be an above-the-rim player, and he's not. And the Bulls just have too many guys who aren't. It's one of the problems the Bulls have.
Yeah.
And when they're able to put guys out there who defend the rim, you get these, you hope that he's having one of his games where he doesn't suck. And you hope that
Tyus
Gibson
don't know anymore.
Right.
That's the thing. You don't know anymore. I mean, it's a very difficult team. I don't know if Fred thought this was, that just by changing the atmosphere and lightening it up and everything else that he wants to do and kind of being a guy that you can come and talk to and, that things would change here. But really, I mean, if you look at this team, it's not all that attractive. Even though, again, they're 11-5 and they're fine, but I mean, they're not a championship team, and that's all that matters here. The rest of it, screw it. I don't care about the rest of it. They're not that. And I haven't seen enough of his influence yet on what's here. I mean, and they still win more games defensively with defensive stands at the end than they do with some flashy offense.
Yeah, they won a game against the Spurs. They went like 3 minutes or more without scoring a basket.
Yeah.
But were still able to get stops enough to win.
Yes. Yeah.
Because they haven't really taken to this the side-to-side movement.
No, they haven't. It's still in their DNA to play defense when it matters, and they do it. But, I mean, that's how they're doing it. It's not that, man, they're lighting this thing up. Right? Well, no.
And the south side, it's Zach on the score.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
Hey, I listening to a lot of conversation about the Bulls this season, about Derrick Rose, I feel like none of them have gelled. I feel like, Mirotić took a step back since preseason. I feel like, Derrick Rose, he hasn't perform the way he performed coming off the situation last year in the playoffs, with the exception of the last couple of games. But I just feel like he still has that in him. I feel like you guys are not really seeing...
What do you see that suggests
what do you
that?
See that makes us wrong?
What do I see?
Mm-hmm.
I see that when you look across... With the exception of maybe Westbrook.
What do you see Rose doing? Specifically, scout his game. What do you see?
I think he's missing shots that normally he hits. Like you guys mentioned, the floaters. He was taking those for years. And
yeah, but that was before the injuries. This isn't the same player.
I understand that, but a floater isn't requiring you to jump high. Isn't requiring, like you said, you guys say, oh, he isn't making the dunks that he used to make.
He's not dunking at all.
Of course, because he had major knee surgery.
Right, that means he's not as good as he used to be.
Yeah, but so you're saying that he can't make 15 to 17 foot jump shots?
He's not.
Yeah, he
hasn't been
right now. But look at where he's coming off—a broken orbital bone, no training camp. You know what I'm saying? Like, no,
yeah, but he couldn't shoot last year either.
Yeah, but he gotten better in the season, and he was averaging 20 in the playoffs.
No, but he couldn't shoot. Look at his percentages.
I understand that, but
look at the advanced metrics. It's not just that he's off his game, Zach. He's one of the worst full-time players in the league.
Okay, but look at his impact on the team.
His impact on the team is a negative. You've just got to watch the games. They're better when he's not playing.
I understand, but...
You don't. You keep saying you understand, and you don't understand.
Calm down.
No, don't tell me to calm down. Don't say you understand when you clearly don't understand.
You're hyped about this situation.
No, I'm hyped about the fact that you're saying things that aren't true.
No, I've seen this game. I watched him since he was a rookie.
Okay, watch him now.
Erase that.
Now, not when he was a rookie.
Erase that.
Trust me, I've erased it because I know he's not the guy that...
Those days are gone.
Player. I know he's not the guy that's slashing through the lane. But
then what does he do?
I still think he can average 7 assists.
Don't give me... What do you think he can do? He's not a distributor. He's not a shooter. He's not a defender. How does he help you win?
He haven't been averaging close to 7 assists.
Don't forget the point. Forget the numbers. What does he do?
So how can you go to metrics and say, oh, the metrics?
This is a very simple question. This is a very simple question. Without mentioning a number, what does he do?
He passed the ball.
He's not a distributing point guard. That's not his game. That's never been his game.
He still commands defense's attention.
No, they're not double teaming him. They're not doing it, though.
But
they want him to shoot now.
Okay, so when he gets in the lane and he's able to create...
He's not getting in the lane.
He is getting in the lane. How's other players getting the ball?
All right, Zach, we're going to get you a television. We're going to cobble together some money. We're going to get you a television because you're watching different games. You're watching something what you hope you're seeing. You're seeing something that's not there. You're watching a different player. Just say you love him. Just say you're a Rose fanboy and you hope for the best. That's fine. Say you love the kid. A lot of people do. But you got to be honest about what you're seeing.
You know what? I'm not going back to recheck my TVs. I'm not. I'm all right on this one.
Just be honest with what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Don't make crap up.
He's a distributor. What?
He's never been a distributor.
He's a what? He's a what?
Rajon Rondo is a distributor. Ricky Rubio is a distributor.
Mm-hmm. You betcha.
Chris Paul is a distributor.
The best.
Now, there are guys who have that as part of their game.
And other guys, I just blow by, dunk, and kill you, and then there's Steph Curry. And, how does that compare to him?
That's a unicorn. That you can't compare anybody to that. Never has been anything like that.
Oh, we're late.
Greg Gabriel next on The Score.
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Drawstring hood. Perhaps most important, though, the full zip front. Imagine getting to open that, especially if you opt the Sweet and Sexy gift set. That includes a Hoodie Footy and Sexy Midnight Fantasy. You buy both today at PajamaGram.com and you save $60. Highly recommended. You don't even have to wrap because every PajamaGram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery, of course, guaranteed. Visit PajamaGram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Make it a Hoodie Footy holiday. And please tell them the score sent you in Borza Bernstein. Love you.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199.